Good morning, it's 9:15. This is 1450 WHTC. I'm Dan Spatafore, and we're joined now by Sally Lakaitis. The segment is Destination Downtown. Morning, Sally. How are you? It sounds to me, what we talked about off the air, that things are not so good not having internet downtown.
Anyone who's on Comcast, their phones and internet is down, and it's supposed to be back up at 10:49 a.m.
My goodness. You know, I am just getting my internet, actually, believe it or not, set up today at my apartment, and it's. I feel like I've been lost. Luckily, I've got a smartphone, so I can still get my 3G.
It's amazing. We were talking about that this morning, how dependent we've become on that.
I read a story the other day, and it was a couple days ago. A study found that of the things that people can't live without, obviously food is one of them, but number two on the list was internet.
I heard you talking about that.
We have to have our internet.
We do.
Yeah,
we do.
It's unbelievable.
I know.
Water's not on the list unless water's in with food.
Yeah.
So what do we? You handed me a packet, the Lighthouse Guide, and it's got the red lighthouse,
right,
in town,
it's
got big
red on the cover.
So what's new with this packet?
I'm sorry.
What's new with the Lighthouse Club?
Well, this this is a brand new map that has just come out. We have them at our office, at 78 East 8th Street, and it's a great map of all of the lighthouses, those that are accessible, easily accessible, and those that you can go into. And we have so many people that stop in our office looking for lighthouse information.
Yeah, and I remember looking at this when I came to see your location downtown.
Sure.
So this is up to date then. Okay.
This is hot off the press. The cover is Big Red, and there was a photo contest, and this particular photo of Big Red was the winning photo.
Oh, I see that in the map. They've got the grand prize, Big Red, first place,
right,
and all the other ones. That's really cool.
Right. Isn't that awesome? So if someone wants to pick up a lighthouse map and think summer, step in at our office. We are up and running, and we also are selling Tulip Time merchandise in our office. So we've got the note cards, we've got the posters. So come on down for that. And then for those folks who still maybe have not bought their Valentines yet, Frist Hallmark downtown is changing to an art supply store, and all of their cards are 50 cents. So if you still need a card, maybe the Valentines are gone, so you may have to, you know, like, scratch out Happy Birthday and write Happy Valentine's Day.
I'm hearing all the men rush to the store
absolutely,
as we speak.
Absolutely. So
myself included. No.
Yeah. I did get mine off early this year. I was very proud of myself because I had to send a couple to Ireland, and I never can quite figure out the mail on that.
Yeah, that's something you definitely can't put off to the last minute.
No. So I was Johnny on the spot on that one. A couple of other things that are going on, if you are looking for something kind of fun to do with your sweetie, Fustini's Oil and Vinegar has cooking classes.
Okay.
That are great fun. And the thing I like about them is you can even do it on a lunch hour.
Really?
They're just like 30, 45 minutes long.
Wow.
So that's Fustini's. And then Moynihan Gallery, you can make your own candle. They have a new candle making location in their store. It's called Candleology. It's soy-based candles. There are over 100 different scents and fragrances. You pick your own fragrance and make your own candle.
I'm making mental notes as we
absolutely
speak. This is a very selfish thing right now.
You and your girlfriend can do that, or you can make one for her.
Yeah.
It sets in an hour, so you can go back in an hour.
So these are activities that you can do that don't take all day.
Exactly. So that's really, really fun to do. And then kind of switching gears, if you have all of your Valentine shopping done and you're looking for something to do tonight, at 7:30 at the museum, they're having a talk to learn about ice boating and how, you know, appropriate is that today when we could all probably, if we had an ice boat, go out and ice boat. Of course, the Gun and Knife Show is going on at the Civic Center. That is just a long-standing show. I remember that as a little girl. And I find it fascinating because, you know, even if you're not into guns and knives, like I'm not, but it's great fun to go and see what they have.
I haven't had a chance to go see it, and it's one of those things that people have told me about that have been here for so long that I should check it out.
And it's, you know, it's antique guns and old knives. And in fact, I just had some knives that my dad had brought back from World War II. I just had them framed, and they had like bamboo sheaths around them and stuff. So that's pretty cool. So
that's fascinating.
Check that out. There's a benefit concert at the Park Theater on Saturday night, and it's to benefit the Center for Women in Transition, another great cause. Mm-hmm. So if people are looking for some good music on Saturday night, that's always fun. And then another thing, just real quickly, we were talking in our office about Team Trivia, which is very popular.
Yeah, I've done it. It's a great time. It's a
blast. You know, and Tuesday night at our brewing company downtown, the little brewery, they do thrift store team trivia.
What is that?
Well, if you win, you get something from the thrift store.
Okay.
You get to pick, which is kind of fun. And then Monday nights, there's team trivia at Serafina's, Tuesdays at our brewing company, and Thursdays at the Cura. So you can make a little circuit in downtown Holland if you're actually a team trivia sort of a kid.
That's very cool. Speaking with Sally Lakaitis, the segment's called Destination Downtown. Sally, anything else you had?
Just real quickly, and I'll bring the one of the people on next week for the Downtown Rail Jam, which is a week from Saturday night. But if you want to sign up for the snowboarding competition or the skiing competition, just go to agaNation.com.
Okay.
$10 to sign up.
When is that?
I'm sorry?
When is the skiing and the snowboard contest?
It's a week from Saturday.
Okay.
From 4 to 9 p.m. in downtown Holland.
That's my brother's coming to visit. He's a big snowboarder. He should totally do this.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I happen to have some information with me. I'll give it to you. He should sign up.
Yeah, I'll
come.
Give him a call and let him know about this. This is right up his alley.
Wonderful, wonderful. And there are prizes and all sorts of fun things, and we'll bring one of the organizers with us next week.
Fantastic. Sally Lakaitis, Destination Downtown. Sally, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
We'll talk to you next week. And this segment brought to you by the Windmill Restaurant, home of the hash brown omelet, something I'm thinking about getting later this morning. Stop in for breakfast or lunch at the Windmill Restaurant in the heart of downtown Holland.